city of Vixen. Said a man be on that bullshit pimping. Well, I retired from the bull like Pippin. Trying to get you home, and would you be my Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple Leaf dash, got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffing on the joint, though. Girl, that's only if you want, though.
You ready?
But since we in the club, for now, for now. Might as well get another round, round. Notice ain't nothing in your cup. Fill it up, fill it up. Go, girl, girl, it's your birthday. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off. Block out, block out, a hitting in your system. You start drunk texting, and suddenly you miss them, or even want to diss them. Then you call your girl, like, what the hell you gave me? She like, don't blame me, you better be like Jamie. And blame it on the liquor, he works every time. But you know, you might know it's somebody's birthday. Well, where you? And I know you're Thursday, but don't know where your glass at.
No hands, baby.
Let me hear you say if you want me say
it just makes it easier.
Welcome to Can a Player Play. I am K Diddy and Pretty Tony's assistant, and here's K Diddy. Pretty Tony is still having some technical difficulties, so I'm introducing the great Mr. K Diddy, everybody.
What's up, everybody? I was always told that brain transplants take a little bit of time, but I thought they still did them in 5 minutes. But anyway, welcome to the show, and I'm sure we're going to have a very invigorating, spirited, intellectual show, being that my co-hosts are all prolific. Some say they're prolific and ghetto, but I say prolific and prolific. But that's just my twist on it. So,
okay. So he's here now.
Where's everybody at? Welcome to Play a Play.
Before we let him start talking, we're going to get the real woman of Pen Play a Play up in here. I just had to get in there for Mr. Pretty Tony, but the lovely Lady Joy is also in the building. So I'm going to see you guys later. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate you holding it down.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm late. Can somebody tell me what I missed?
We were just telling everybody how wonderful and how vivacious, and I ain't going to tell you what Tony said, but that was pretty much it. You know.
Well, you like a starting mess, don't you? I said nothing about Joy.
Huh? I know, Tony.
You know, just hey, man, mm-hmm. I heard you on the radio doing your thing yesterday, no book. It sounded good.
Oh, yeah, with Kamani Marley?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was off the chain right there. That was really nice. I totally appreciate him and Flower Gray for coming through for me and doing that interview. And it worked out really well. Kamani is great people, so is Farrah Gray, and also Bob David. It went really well. And, you know, we were just doing our thing. We raised, me and Omar raised $1,200 yesterday, over $1,200.
Right on, man. You know, matter of fact, to all our local listeners, make sure you reach out and take part in that whole Power 88 movement out there, the only black radio station in Vegas.
I got a question. How come we can't raise $5 over here?
Hold up. Time out, small crowd. Your ego should be saying the same thing my ego said. How come we can't raise $5 over here?
Absolutely. We always reaching out, brother, but I'm trying to make sure, you know what I mean, we give Power 88 a little plug, you know what I mean, because as a matter of fact, we're going to be over there, come through and talk about the record label and the book and make a small donation, reach out to that audience over there. So don't you worry none. Don't you worry none. This is all a part of the master plan that you just ruined all because you want to jump in.
And, Tony,
well,
I need for you to call me.
Well, first of all, my rib cage ain't padded like yours, so that means I got to move a little quicker because, you know what I'm saying? I can't go 6 months without eating, so let's not go there.
Wow.
Wow. So the topic of today's show is...
Man, I was told.
The topic of today's show is what kind of relationship are you in? You know what I mean? That's a big question. A lot of y'all, as a matter of fact, not y'all, that's a question we all need to ask ourselves at times. What kind of relationship are we in? Because sometimes you think it's one thing while it's the next. Sometimes you love somebody who don't love you. Sometimes you taking care of somebody who you can only talk to once a week. Sometimes you don't have access to the person you supposedly with. Sometimes, and all the sometimes can just keep rolling off our tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some people sleep with five people, but they want to trip on you. You'd be like, hold up, homegirl. Wasn't you just with that brother like 2 days ago? What you tripping on me for? But I love you. Huh? Explain the hell out of that to me.
Well, see, I have one question right there, too, since I'm on a roll today. Now, see, if I had just said what you said, Joy would have been all on me with 4 feet. But, see, she let you say that, and she don't say nothing.
I'll let you take that, Joy. Go ahead.
Well. What?
Huh? I'm sorry. I was not paying attention. Could that come back again?
I would have something to say about some stupid shit that you say.
Can you run that by me again, please?
But I don't say stupid shit. I just say shit that you haven't caught a hold to yet.
No, I didn't hear it. Don't even go there talking about that. I didn't hear, because had I heard it the first time, I'm a little distracted right now because I got some things going on. I'd have been all up in your ass with 9 feet, okay?
Yeah, well, all we got to do is make sure you're distracted, and then you can't do nothing because you can't multitask. But anyway, if I would have said some things like he said, you would have been all over me.
What did you say?
Nah, you the one bringing it up like I'm all out of line or something.
No, you just made a semi chauvinistic statement by saying that women can sleep with multiple partners, but yet still they want to come at you, tripping on you when they doing what they doing, and it's supposed to be okay, but you can't do that. So normally, Joy would have said some shit like, "Why I gotta be a woman doing that? Why I can't be some man doing that shit?" So the fact that she wasn't paying attention.
She didn't hear it. I got that. No, that must have been before I came on because I did not hear that.
No, you would have. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That must have happened.
I'm just asking a question on some real ish. And I wasn't just throwing it out there about the females.
I'm just saying, I did not hear that because had I heard that, it must have happened before I came on because, you know, I'd have had something to say about that. Now, is that what you said, Tony?
Yes, ma'am, I did say it, but Lamont kind of jumped in before I finished my statement because he's in the mood to start mess.
Okay.
Because it was definitely not a one-sided comment.
Okay. Can you finish your comment then?
Absolutely. I was asking what kind of relationship. I said at some point all of us need to understand what kind of relationship we are all in. Mm-hmm. If you're with somebody who you're in love with and you can only call them once a week, if you're in a relationship where, you know what I mean, she, and I'm not going to say he this time, she or he is sleeping with multiple partners, but they talking about I love you, but you can't sleep with nobody else. Or if you're in a relationship where, you know what I mean, people trying to use the kids as a weapon, what the hell kind of relationship are you in? That's all Pretty Tony asking.
Okay, well, as far as that's concerned, from the get-go, both people need to get it straight what type of relationship that it is that they're entering into. Lay the cards on the table. Like, look, we have an open relationship. I do this, you do that. And if it's not an open relationship, it's an exclusive. It's just me and you. It's not. It can't be I can, but you can't. That's bullshit. And whether it's the man doing it or the woman, it's bullshit.
And I forgot to talk on that one thing.
Let me finish. But if it's agreed upon, well, I can do this, but I don't want you doing that. If that's agreed upon, so be it. But for the most part, a lot of relationships aren't one-sided like that. But a lot of times it ends up like that, and that's why the relationships fizzle. So that's what I got to say about
that. Mr. K. Diddy, Esquire, let me address you correctly, because it seems as though your ego is in full flight today.
Oh, no, Esquire. No, man. See, that's how lies get started. That's one thing that I don't have running rampant is ego.
Really now?
Really?
That's not the impression we get.
Well, some people truly and sometimes most often misunderstand the difference between ego and confidence.
Yeah, well, yours is ego.
Well, I like a fed. What you say? Everybody got assholes and opinions. What did you say?
Everybody
something
got
like that.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one.
That's my girl. See, I know. See,
but you got four of them, okay?
Oh, okay. But anyway, Tony.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. We're waiting on with you with patience. Go ahead, sir.
No, sir. I should ask you, let you pose your questions, you know, since, you know, Lady George finished her statement. So you can pose your question. I'm ready. And again, no ego involved. So come on. I'm ready.
Well, I was posing the question to you with the whole scenario that I have laid out. What is your opinion on some of these situations where what kind of relationship the person is in where they only see what they want to see but not exactly what's going on? From the outside looking in, we can see it, but from the inside looking out, they seem to have a great degree of difficulty understanding. Let me give you a good case in point. A brother who's taking care of a young lady. He's an older man, and he's taking care of a young, sweet young thing, paying the rent, doing right by her, and all this stuff. But the apartment that he's paying the rent to, he can't just pop up over there. He got to call and check in and make sure he's scheduled before he comes. But if you talk to him, he's in a great relationship, a loving relationship.
Well, maybe that's how he likes it. He don't seem to have a problem with it.
Well, K. Diddy. Wait a minute. Can I answer that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Well, again, it kind of depends on the situation because it kind of puts us in a situation where who are we to even pose that question? Because to me, it kind of sounds like if that guy is happy, whatever that situation may be, that might work for him, and that would put us judgmental because it don't work for us, and we may see it as being dysfunctional. But it's two different views on that. He may legitimately know what's up, and he's cool with that. As long as he's satisfied and get what he wants, then the other would look at that is maybe he does not know, and he is totally in the blind. You know what I'm saying? And he's just putting in, doing whatever he's doing, and think it's all that, and it's really not what it is to be. But by us being on the outside, we could see the whole picture. He's too close. It's like being in the eye of the hurricane. He's all in the middle. He don't see everything because he's right there. He's too close.
How can he not know? I mean, like, okay, come on. The signs are there. You're paying the girl's rent. You know, you're doing this, you're doing that, and you can only see her on certain days when she wants you to see. I mean, how stupid can you be not to realize what is going on with that there? Come on, dude.
I'm just saying, again, I gave you both scenarios so that could fit another one, but still he may not know. What if his girl's telling?
How can he not know? Come on, nobody's that stupid.
I'm answering your question if you give me a moment. His girl could be feeding him a whole bunch of lies. I'm an airline stewardess. My schedule's like this. His schedule all the time. It changes. I'm not here. So he can't come whenever he want to come. He think he can, but in reality, he can't. She might not be just telling him, no, you can't come. You got to come these times.
Yeah, well, I mean, after a while, he's not that smart that he can't catch on what's going on?
Well, that while is different times for different people, Joy. Sometimes people go through a year, two, or three with that shit. Other people go through a week. Some people might catch on in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? So it depends. You know, it depends on how savvy, how wise, how streetwise you are, and how many stupid, failed relationships you've been through. People wake up at different times.
Hold on. We got somebody trying to jump in here. Let me let him in. 347 area code, you're on with us. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Hey, how you doing, Pretty Tone? Lady Joy.
No, we're hanging in there being blessed.
Hi. Hey. All right. I'm just chiming in over here. You know, I'm in your neck of the woods in, you know, Las Vegas, you know, soaking up the sun and soaking up this good conversation. You know, I got my girl over here. She got her eyes closed, soaking up the sun, but keeps pulling over my microphone so that she can hear. So, you know, evidently, it's a really good, you know, discourse. So we just, you know, chiming and just listening right now over here. I just wanted to say that. Oh, and, you know, if it works for you, hey, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Find somebody else.
Okay, hold on. I ain't going to let you off the hook that easy. What do you mean by if it works for you? Suppose you're blissfully ignorant and you are blissful in your ignorance because you don't know.
Hey, you know what? If you're blissful
in your ignorance. It's still working for him then.
Doesn't matter. And when it becomes where, say, the eyes open and it's like, you know, this is not working anymore, then it's not working anymore. But right now it's working. So that means it's doing something. And you know what? We grow, again, like I heard Kate Diddy said, we grow at different times, you know. So one is going to seek its own level. So if this one is not on your level, then, hey, then you keep on moving. You swim to the next level. You swim to where you need to be. But if it works for you, hey, you to be who you be without restriction and allow everybody else's same wonderful thing, and you will meet your match. Oh, yes, you will. You know, just take your time. Take your time. You will meet the match, and it's going to be a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just coming in, so you can mute me, you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm listening, just listening over here and enjoying the view.
Well, you got to call me later, girl, so we can hook up.
Yeah, what's that, Pretty Tony?
Would
you say Pretty Tony?
Go ahead, Joy.
No, I was just telling Sweet to, after the show, call me so we can hook up.
Absolutely, positively.
So what were you saying?
All right. Actually, I was telling Sweet welcome to our town. Glad to have her. Enjoy the weather. It's nice and warm outside. But today we're talking about what kind of relationship you're in. I noticed that ladies, you know what I mean, I gave y'all moment because y'all talking about, well, he don't know, he's stupid, yada, yada. Suppose it's a woman in that damn same scenario. You
it
know what I mean?
The same way.
You know what I mean?
Same thing.
Because you got some very generous women out there, you know, and they you know, if they're doing right by you, you know what I mean? But he like, nah, you can only, I can't holler at you this day or at this time. And if your ass want to fall in love, meet somebody Monday, by Wednesday you're getting a tattoo, I personally think something wrong with your ass. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, well,
you know
that. That happens, and for that, Tony, we women, we think more from our heart. You know, we think from our head too, but the heart comes first because that's where we're at. You know, we're nurturers and we're lovers and stuff. So that a lot of that comes from our heart first, and then eventually some of us catch on to what's going on, and some of us don't. Some keep.
Oh, hold on, we got a lady. Lady Mystery in the chat room says, if he's not complaining, then why are you? Oh, you're going to have to be a little bit more clear on that, Lady Mystery. Who not complaining, baby girl? And
the guy,
you're
talking about if the guy's accepting what's going on, you know, so be it. So, you know, if he ain't complaining, you know, why you got something to say? That's what she's saying.
I love when y'all ride. Fellas, I hope y'all listening. I'm putting it out there for my brothers because that's what we do here in Tana Flay of Flay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm putting your hand up the lady's saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's all right.
Bring the brothers on, honey. We ain't scared of them.
You know what I mean? It's all right for them to play us like fiddles, but when we do it, they say we dogs. I don't know. I just don't know sometimes.
Now, see,
you know
there
I mean?
You go, Tony. There you go talking about.
That's reverse psychology.
It ain't no reverse psychology. There you go with the same bullshit. You know, it's always the woman doing the wrong and stuff. And it works both ways. And that's why I got
to.
And I'm putting it out there, too. That's why I have to be in both of y'all's ass to let you know. Because, you know, it's like y'all be trying to gang up on the females. And that's not going to happen, Captain, okay? Because shit works on both sides. And I'm going to definitely let you know. And I know my girls out there going to call in and tweet in and chat in and let you know the same thing. Can I get an
amen?
Hold on.
Lady Mystery says, amen. Lady Mystery says he's not stupid if he chooses to ignore it. Well, okay, Lady Mystery, we go. But why is it some, since you put it like that, Lady Mystery, I'm going to send the question back to you. So why is it? When a brother do it, we dogs. If you all talk about it, he's not stupid if he chooses to ignore it. I personally think he's stupid as hell.
Well, that's you. He might like the way things are going on in his life. He might be happy with that. And you can't dog him out because he's happy with that. And if he knows what's going on,
well,
that doesn't
necessarily
make him
stupid
either.
It doesn't?
No, if he knows what's going on and accepts it, that doesn't make him stupid. That makes him happy with what's going on in his life. And who's anybody else to say any different? That's his life. He likes it.
Oh,
he knows what's going on.
And I'm good. Oh, ladies,
okay. I know a guy like you wouldn't stand for it, but there's men out there that will. And that doesn't make him stupid if they know what the deal is. The cards are on the table.
And see, that's
well,
when you
put
don't
the shoes on the other foot, Lady Joy. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. Well, why men got to be dogs if they doing it and she putting up with it? Y'all call her stupid.
Well, if, like I said, if it works for her or him, if she's not knowing what's going on, maybe she is stupid. To keep it on the boat. But she might know what's going on. She might accept it, just like him. And, yeah, men can be dogs, and so can women. All of us can be dogs, and
thank
all
you.
Of us probably have
thank
been
you.
A time or four in our lives. You know?
Hold
so
on. Lady Mystery says he's getting something out of it, too, and maybe
exactly.
he doesn't care. Maybe he has more than one woman, too. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they have an agreement. Nobody's
exactly.
calling anyone stupid. They probably have an agreement. Okay, I'll give you that much because sometimes they do have an agreement. But at the same time, sometimes some people got blinders on and they can't see. You feel me?
Yeah, well, that's on them. It's on them to wake up eventually and smell the coffee. Okay? But, and you know
right.
what? And you
right.
know what with that? You know what with that? A lot of, you know, because I've been in situations with friends of mine like that. And you talk to them, and you you know, as a friend, and tell them what's going on. They get mad at you because it's like
yes,
you're trying to break up their happiness. Okay, well, I'm just letting you know. So don't be mad, and they'll get mad at the messenger instead of what the message is about. Okay, so for all we know, that could be what they accept. That could be, and if they don't know, then they'll find out. And if they keep accepting it, it's still on them. Okay, it's not like you haven't been warned. It's not like the signs are not there. I'm your friend. I'm letting you know what's going on. Now, you can accept it or not. So they get mad at the messenger, but ignoring the message and keep doing the same thing. So obviously ignorance is bliss, and they're in a blissful relationship as far as they're concerned. Duh. Now what?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get you show almighty quiet. I thought this would be something you'd be riding on, my brother.
Nah, something I've already said before anyway earlier, so nothing I got to say about that, you know.
What? Can't believe that.
I said that earlier in my conversation like 3-4 minutes ago about people being judgmental and something works for somebody, fine. If it don't work for the other person, it depends on whether they know or not to make all the difference in the world. So, I mean, you're saying the same thing. So I'm prolific today.
All right.
I'm thinking ahead today, so, you know.
Well, get that ego in check now, huh?
No, it ain't about an ego, I told you. Ego is like gas tank, like ethyl in a car. You need some of it, but I know one's out of control and one's not. Like I said, mine is confidence and ain't ego.
Okay,
Diddy. I like how you put that, my brother. Let me see what's cracking in the chat room. Oh, hold on. Nah, that ain't no love, lady mister. What are you talking about? Maybe they are too much in love and they don't care as long as they have some of that too. No, that's not true. But now you're right. If it doesn't work for you, then walk away. There you go. Now you're talking my language. Ain't no damn love.
But can I ask you a question? I just need to ask the question because, see, I'm on this other one today. Their love might not be your love. How come their love got to be your love?
What do you mean by that?
He said that if a guy is doing this, then that's not love if he's accepting that. But that might be his love. That might be all he needs to fulfill him. So to him, that's his love. It might not be love for you, but that might be his love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So who are we to say that he's not entitled to what his description of love is? Nobody said that had to work for Tony or Joy or me. Because once we start saying it outside,
what? That's a very profound statement, and I like that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Now we being judgmental on
like
ourselves, telling them that's whack, man, that's messed up. But the guy is happy. We didn't take his happiness from us.
The key point. You just knew him that if he is happy, that's the key point.
Or she. Let me throw that one out there for Joy. If she is happy, you know. Works for them, I'm happy with
it. Anyway, don't go nowhere. Stick and stay, y'all. We're going to take a quick little musical thing right here. Stick and stay.
Participated, only I got caught. Now we holler conversating, baby, we don't talk. It was fun at first, you can't say I'm wrong. Now you wanna talk about it, too late, I'm gone. You mad at me, cause I don't wanna play your game. I ain't perfect, but I'ma do my thing. We gotta meet in the middle, huh? You here, I'm there. Tell me what's the sense of me trying if you don't care. This relationship is headed to who knows where. That means one of us got to choose. Because you hurt me, and I hurt you. You complain about the things that I don't do. Meet in the middle, we gotta compromise. Baby, don't analyze. sick of you trying to play with me like I'm your toy. You try to run the game, I saw. We got a lot of issues, you got yours. We gotta meet in the middle, you can't talk that shit. You can't travel to the future if you walk backwards. Once you walk out the door, you can't walk back in. We gotta find a way to stop and think about our kids, cause they in the middle. You wanna sing that song, you want me to cop a plea and say, okay, I'm wrong. Things are getting heavy, but I still stay strong. I try to talk it over with you when I could've been gone. Because you hurt me, and I hurt you, and you complain about the things that I don't do.
And now my shoulders cold, like a block of ice. You playing games like you rolling dice. And what you know about a sacrifice?
Baby, I've been in the middle.
I've been giving you more than a little. Half the ball, then you double dribble. You never listen, I don't ever get my point across. I watch your dirty draws, you out with dirty bras. You did me dirty, dog, cause you the dirty dog. It's the curtain call, and I ain't mad at all. I gave you more than you deserve, I was worth it all. Bottom line, hope you find what you're searching for.
You hurt me, I hurt you. Worried about the things that you don't do, and I don't want to take the blame neither do you.
Welcome back to the show, Can I Play a Play? Coming to you live 2:30 every Sunday, where we talk about life, love, sex. We cover it all. We get into politics. We get into everything. Matter of fact, I want to shout out to my man Joe from Montana. You know what I mean? Holla at your boy. I know you're going to check the archives. I know you miss your girl, Lady Joe, but we'll get with you next week, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I miss him
now.
Too. Like a root canal.
Joy, that was not nice, Joy.
No,
that was not nice.
See my boy.
Well, that was not nice.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Now, you know, today we're talking about what kind of relationship are you in. And that's something that I think we all got to ask ourselves at some point, because too few people spend the time to sit down and really look at stuff. And you have to look at stuff in order to understand it. You must examine something before you can get an understanding of something. Because without examination, there is no thought process. So sometimes we jump feet first into the deep end of the pool and our punk asses don't know how to swim. And you got to be real careful about that. Relationships are tricky at best, man. And sometimes you don't understand the nature of who and what you're dealing with, and then you get into a relationship. And, you know, the ladies were riding earlier talking about, you know, Lady Mystery was in the chat room talking about if he happy with it, it ain't no problem. And Lady Joy talking about if he happy with it. And Kay Diddy talking about, oh, well, you know, who are we to judge? Ain't nobody judging. We asking questions. Because all of us have borne witness to people getting into shit that's over their head. And rather than admit to the fact they're dealing with something that's over their head, or they sailing out into waters that they ain't never navigated in before, they claim happiness.
Yep.
And then there are some people who are truly happy because, like K. Diddy said, certain situations work for them.
It could work for either party, bro. I know a lot of professional females out there nowadays are struggling, man. These are powerful women that's running corporations and stuff, and that's all they want, man. That's all they want to see a dude on their schedule whenever they get ready. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all, and they're content, and they're happy with that. And the other guy, he's just as busy with his life, so he don't want no more than that either. So that works for him. But some people could say that's some dysfunctional shit.
Well, that's people from outside looking in. So they
that's exactly right,
deal,
and that's what we were talking about.
They don't know what the real deal is going on in that relationship. It's like we said
right.
earlier, if they're happy with that, so be it. Nobody can say anything different, you know, because they're going to do what they're going to do. They're grown folks, so if that's what makes them happy, so be it.
So now that's the question.
No.
I think that's the question at the end of the day. What in a relationship is fulfilling to you, which varies between individuals.
There you go.
Well, for me, in my relationship, you know, I want somebody to be honest with me. You know, we got to lay the cards on the table from jump street, okay? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have an open relationship, okay? It starts out as an open relationship. If not, okay, don't be coming at me with this bullshit. I can and you can't because I ain't having it. And you can, I will. Bottom line. So
what you're saying is do not change the rules in the middle of the game, right?
In the middle, the beginning, and the end, whatever. You know, you come into a relationship, let it be known what the deal is. Okay, well, you know, this is what we're going to do. You know, me and you, we got this relationship. But if I want to go see somebody else, you know, if I...
Now, hold on, Joe. I want to jump on that. I want to jump on that for a minute because sometimes there is that level of honesty where a brother or a sister be like, look, you know, we can kick it and all, but this ain't no love thing, you know. Matter of fact, I'm going to go quote out of the book Playology right now. Out of the book Playology, I wrote that this young man met a young lady, and she clearly said, you're cool and all, and I want to kick it, but don't be coming at me with the whole relationship thing. But then he locks himself into a relationship type thing, and she clearly told him, I'm just want to kick it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whose fault is that then?
Well, if he came like that in the beginning, and he or she came like that in the beginning, and that other person expects for them to change later on, and it doesn't happen, well, you knew what the deal was going in. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people change and sometimes they don't. But if you came into the relationship and things were put on the table and you think that you're going to change that person to what you want them to be and it didn't happen, well, you knew from the beginning.
Lady Mystery in the chat room says you can tell someone until you're blue in the face that their significant other is cheating. But if they don't believe, they will make excuses to deny it, then you become the bad guy.
Exactly. That's what
you
I said earlier. Exactly. They get mad at you
indeed.
For putting them on game. So I guess they were just happy in their ignorance, and you upset that. You know? Because they're looking at life through rose-colored glasses, and the glasses are blacked out.
Okay, hold on. We got somebody that wants to jump in here. I'm going to let them in. 111, don't know who you are, but what's good? What's happening with you?
Hey, this is Joe from Montana. How you guys doing?
Oh, wow.
Hey, there go the neighborhood.
It sure does. Get used to it.
There go the neighborhood.
That's it. You know what? I came here, about half an hour ago, and I heard nothing but music, so I figured, okay, you guys couldn't handle me. So anyway, so I'm back. And
please,
guess what?
Break out the hip boots. It's starting to get deep.
As soon as I walk in, what happens? Hey, Joe's back. All right. Next caller.
What up, Joe from Montana? How you doing, brother?
All right, all right. How about you?
We had a little bit. You kind of got a hint of what we're talking about today?
I just got here about 3 seconds ago, and I heard Joy. So absolutely, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay,
I don't know what the hell she's
like
talking
this.
About. You know, so yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so you know.
About,
you know hey, I need to tell Joe this, man. So you called in right after she said all those wonderful things about you, right?
You're kidding. Oh, not the same Joy.
Yeah, I one and only. So you missed all the beautiful things
really?
She had to say about you, right?
Oh, well, I know if I ask you to repeat it, I know I'm a guest.
I will tell you what I said, bruh. And, K. Diddy, why are you always trying to start some shit?
No, really? Yeah. Sure, you actually said something nice about me in public?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't say all that now.
I'm almost afraid to ask now. Okay.
You should be. You should be.
I really should. Wait, let me put on my bulletproof vest because I know her compliments are nothing but like stabs in the back.
It wasn't no stab in the back. Maybe it was a stab in the front. Okay.
Okay. No difference. I got them both covered, front and back. So go ahead.
Okay. And side to side?
Mm-hmm. Just for you.
What I said was
true. So we're talking about this. The question of the day we asking is, what kind of relationship are you in? You know what I mean? We asking what kind of relationship, because a lot of times people don't have a clue to what kind of relationship they're dealing with. Sometimes they don't have a clue as to what kind of relationship they're getting into. Because like I said earlier, a lot of people tend to jump into the damn deep-ass end of the pool before they learn their damn asses to swim. Then they get into stuff and they don't have a clue. And some people are happy with the nature of the relationship. One of the scenarios we were talking about, and I want your opinion on it, is a brother who's taking care of a young lady, paying her rent, paying her bills, doing right by her, but he can't go to the apartment without her permission. He got to have a day call ahead before he can pop up.
Oh, okay.
And the lady's on the phone. Hold on. The lady's on the phone jumped up on about, who are we to judge? Maybe he happy with that relationship. And KBD said, who are we to judge because it works for him? And I'm taking it in like maybe the brother don't have a damn clue. What do you got to say, Joe?
Oh, no disrespect to anybody who has had a lobotomy, all right? But you don't pay for somebody's, you know, you don't take money out of your freaking pocket. And you pay for somebody, and then you try to get permission to enter your apartment, and your name's on the lease, or maybe it's her name is on the lease, and you're paying for it? I'm sorry. Whoever's doing that, you know, you got my sympathy, but you're still a damn fool. Sorry.
Put it out there, brother.
I mean, look, I know everybody's saying, well, maybe he's satisfied with that, but he can't be satisfied with it because he's asking her for permission. So you're going to tell me he's satisfied with her telling him, no, he's going to
say,
what?
Now, why you got an attitude?
Well, because you haven't told me anything nice yet. I'm still waiting for those compliments.
I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, no, hell no. No.
Okay,
you got to tell him now.
Tell him now. Okay, tell him what you said, and I'll tell him what I said.
Hold on. Beautiful butterfly in the chat room said, yeah, he's a fool. And Lady Mitchell said, well, he deserves at least a key. And they laughing, both the women in the chat room laughing, you know what I mean? I think the first thing of the brother getting played like a damn violin, because ain't no way in hell I'm paying for it, and you're going to tell me when, where, and how. I deserve a little bit more respect than that.
Yeah, but Tony, you know, we had different scenarios with that. It was like, you know, their scheduling, okay? And like I said, he might be doing something on his end where it works out for him, you know, with somebody else. And it was like we said in the beginning, you know, the relationship, it depends on how the relationship goes. And he can't stay stupid forever. He might. might, because there's some out there that do, but for the most part, you got to catch on eventually if you don't already know from Jump Street.
Yeah, but
and if it's working for you, no power.
The only way it can work is if he's got her as a mistress, he's got money, he doesn't want to be either seen with her or he doesn't want to be on blast with his wife. So he puts her up, okay, with the arrangement. All right, I've got you here. You're here when I want you. But if you want it for other purposes, not a problem, because maybe he doesn't have his emotions invested in her. But I thought it was a relationship where the guy, he and she, are in a relationship, a one-on-one, and he's just stupid enough to think that just because he's going to show her a lot of money and put her up in her own apartment, that, you know, she's going to love him. And now the girl's saying, no, you can't come over today, come over tomorrow. Thanks, baby. Uh-uh.
Well, the same works the other way around, too, you know, because the girl might not be able to call the guy on certain days at certain times. Okay, so it works both ways. I'm about sick of y'all men always talking about what the women do wrong. Okay, it works both ways. Okay, either one of them can be stupid. Either one of them could have their own relationship.
Your mantra is, I know, the men suck, women are gorgeous and goddesses, men do everything wrong.
I did not say that. See, there you go, putting words in my mouth.
That's your mantra, isn't it? I mean, that guy.
You can call it whatever the hell you want to, bro.
And girls are good. And,
you can say whatever the hell you want to say. I'm still saying the same thing. I ain't scared of you. You can talk all the stupid shit that you want to. It still is what it is. Now, what?
Hold on. Beautiful butterfly in the chat room says he needs to wake up and smell the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
I hear you, beautiful butterfly in the chat room. But, you know, we're not going to just ride on the ladies. We're going to ride on the fellas, too.
Yeah,
thank you. About damn time.
If the young lady is taking care of you and she holding you down, does she deserve a certain amount of respect when she got a call before she come over and her name on the damn lease because your damn credit bad?
Thank you.
Same thing. You're right. Same thing. If she's...
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm agreeing with you, Mouse.
I got your mouth in my back pocket,
you got
bro.
My mouth.
Okay.
So you know, yeah.
I got you.
How come she's always getting upset? And always the guys are remaining calm. They don't have to spew out any bad words. She's always getting upset. Why
that's because you talk stupid shit.
Yeah, why are you always getting upset?
Well, that's because you're a stupid woman.
Oh, I got you. Oh, you want to go there, motherfucker?
Oh, you call me stupid, see? Now you don't like it. What's good
you
want to
go there?
For the
all the stupid-ass shit that you talking and you going to call somebody stupid?
Okay.
I'm glad you got your ass in Montana or the damn mountain some fucking where the hell you at.
And 2 minutes from now.
Hold on, George. I got to calm you down. I'm going to mute him.
Don't call me stupid. Ain't that a bitch? You don't know me like that, nigga.
George.
What?
I think Joe just does that to get a rise out of you, because I know he does mean it, but he's trying to rile you up, Joy. It's okay. That's why I muted him. I got to calm you down. I got to calm you down. We have to be – are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, baby. I am fine.
Yeah, Joe just does that to rile you up.
Out
to
10.
I think, you know, that's his, you have become his addiction. Hold on.
Obviously.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, of course y'all have become. He who pays deserves a key. Okay, Lady Mystery, I can agree with that. He who pays deserves a key. Lady Mystery said to tell you, hold your own, Joy. Hold your own.
I got it, baby. I got it. I ain't scared of none of these niggas up in here. And I appreciate the girls that got my back and the guys that got my back, too.
Hold on, Joe.
Yeah. Am I back on?
You there, brother?
Yeah.
Why are you riding Lady Joy up? Well, yeah, we can hear you. Why are you riding Lady Joy up, man?
I meant every fucking word I said. All right, Joy.
That's because he likes me.
You called me stupid. I call you stupid. Now we're reading.
I didn't call. I said the stupid comments that you make. I didn't say you were stupid. Now, if you took it that way,
Okay. Then about the stupid comments you made, you're so brilliant. You like that now?
I think he really likes each other.
Each other. We know that. I like her. She likes me. Yes, no problem.
I just want to know if I can get my damn cut since y'all like each other so much. We ain't running no damn dating service up in here. If we were, I want to cut.
You'll get cut, all right.
I said I liked her. I didn't say I was nuts. Okay? Not dating.
That's an opinion.
Yeah, that's your opinion.
We know
that's all, folks. Okay.
Whatever.
Now,
we're going to get back to the topic of the show. We're asking, what kind of relationship are people in? And do they have a clue to what they're doing? You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we on the outside looking in see something different from the person who's on the inside of the relationship. And if it's a close friend or an associate, do you step in and say something or do you let it play out and let it run its course? Hold on. I think I just saw somebody click on their... 347, you back on with us. What's good?
Yeah, hey, you know... my girl here is hearing what you're saying, and you know she laying back and she said, "Oh, she called me off the water so that I could come over here so she could chime in and say her opinion." So here, check this out.
Okay, well let her jump in. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. Let us know what you got on your mind.
Hi, how's everybody?
Hey,
hi, how's everybody?
Fine. How are you?
That's good. What I'm thinking is that just because you give a man a key doesn't give him carte blanche to just walk in the door whenever he wants. Him having the key just shows that he can trust you, that nothing is happening in that place while he's not there. It's a matter of trust. Because he is paying the bills, that's a wonderful thing. But just him being able to trust you, that if he needs to come by for any reason or if he needs to get in the place for any reason, he has the authority to do so. He can just walk right in. But us women, we need a little bit of time to get ourselves together. So few hours you might tell him to wait, or that day you might tell him to wait, you could be getting yourself together, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, getting waxed, getting yourself beautiful for him. So he might not mind waiting that extra day or waiting those few hours because he knows that his woman is going to be at her best when he goes to see her.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean that she's cheating just because she said, "Well, I can't do it this day."
I thought the guy was paying for the apartment.
Even if he's paying for the apartment, he's paying for it for her.
Hold on, whoa. Okay, listen, you girls got to get your acts together. Somebody's paying for your apartment, and he has only what, minimal rights? Maybe he gets a key, and then he's got to wait for you to take a freaking day to get a whack job.
Has the key because he's paying for the apartment, but I don't think that's his only residence. He has another residence. He's paying for it for you, for the woman. So yes, he can come in whenever, but a courtesy coming over wouldn't hurt. You know what
I'm
saying? You never know.
Why would
the person could have a child. The person could, you know, have relatives over, whatever.
But he's paying for the apartment. If he's paying for the apartment just for her, he's entitled to the key. So I don't even know why there's a debate about it.
Okay, he's paying for it maybe because she needs it. But maybe he's not paying for it just for it to be a sex spot for him. He's paying for it because she needs it. So if he's giving it to her, if it's her apartment, it's her apartment.
Yeah, how do you girls think? If you're paying out of your credit card for a guy, are you going to do it just because the guy's a good friend of yours and nothing else?
If he loves her and he wants her to have a nice environment to live in, he's doing it for her. I mean, if he's doing it just for a sex arrangement,
ladies,
then that
ladies,
should be
hey,
understood,
hey,
too. It's just a sex arrangement.
Ladies,
I get it.
Tony, I got a twist to this. I got a question, too. Now, let's reverse this whole scenario, Joe. Feel this one.
Okay.
A woman's helping the guy out, and she want to come over to the house, but you say, "No, baby, you can't come now because I need to go get my hair cut, and you know, but you can't come now."
before you hang up the phone, she would be in that door exercising her right to come in that place that she's spending the money on.
And a man do the same damn thing. So what?
Well, that's all Joe was saying a minute ago.
I didn't hear you. What did he say? Say that again, please.
I said, if you call your guy that to help it out for whatever reason, by paying his house note or whatever, and he told you, "Nah, baby, you can't come over here now. We need to hook up later for this or that. Matter of fact, you can't even come today. I might need to see you tomorrow. You can't come over here till tomorrow." But you paying the bills there, but he's telling you that you can't come over there till tomorrow. For whatever reason you give him. I mean, he gives you.
Okay. I don't know what kind of man is. He might be taking care of some business that he don't want me to see. You know, it might not necessarily be another woman. It might be something else. He might be chilling with his boys, and they're watching a fight, and ain't no women allowed right then. Or that he could be taking care of something, you know, that illegal that he don't want me to see. You never know what the situation could be.
She know her man.
And if the man is cheating, you already know it's gonna be more than just, "Oh, you can't come over right now." It's gonna be other signs. You know what I'm saying? So
obvious signs.
Yeah.
So that may be their arrangement.
Okay, here's
what's wrong
sign.
With their arrangement?
Here's a good sign. It's my apartment, my money, my freaking name on the list, on the lease. She does what I want her to do, and I come over when I freaking feel like it. How's that?
Okay,
well, that's just you.
That's not everybody. Stop.
You and your woman. And I'm sure she will have that understanding. Other women may not, you know?
I mean, that's a fool.
Not necessarily.
You know, it's
fool.
One thing to
well,
give.
Well, you know what, Joe? She'd have to be a fool to deal with you anyway.
Oh yeah, I'm still waiting for those compliments there.
Oh, I got them for you, bro. I got them.
Yeah, you got
them. Hey, Joe.
I'm not giving the keys to my house, and they've been paying bills.
Hey, Joe, I'm talking to
Kate Diddy
now.
Walking my door whenever they feel like it.
That's not me talking. Okay.
Joe, I'm sorry.
I've had men that have had the key to my house and have paid some of my bills, but they can't just walk into my house whenever they feel like it. I don't care whose name is on the lease. They can't just walk into my house whenever they feel like it.
Joe, I got your back, bro. Tony laughing, but I got your back. And I already know if they was paying.
I already know if they was paying
that man's bills. They gonna walk in that place whenever they get doggone good and ready. Nothing said about it. Nothing. So all this stuff that you're doing right now is just conversation.
All this nonsense. I mean, the girls might think they're talking, you know, truth, but I doubt it. You get married to a guy, that kitchen, as soon as you walk over the threshold, or he carries you over the threshold, this is my kitchen. You stay out. Now, you're going to tell
That's different. You're talking about, they were talking about kind of like a sugar daddy, somebody that's paying your bills for you.
So if she's
going to
be very nice and territorial over shit that isn't hers, right? When she's married and she's living in the same house, and the guy's paying her fucking bills and paying for an apartment, and she's going to be territorial, and the guy's going to let her? Now, that's a damn fool. Okay? So what Kay Diddy is saying is, if you were paying for a guy, and the guy's talking to you on the phone and saying, "No, baby, you can't come over," by the time the phone has hung up, the lease has been canceled, the credit cards have been canceled, and the girl's over there with a U-Haul taking all your shit out.
Hello.
There you go.
Because it could be you have understanding that he might need his space, or he may not feel good, or whatever. He's taking care of ain't none of your business right then. So
everybody ain't tripping.
Oh, well then.